Yesterday evening after dinner, I opened up my Facebook on my phone, and the first thing that popped up was the video of what happened in Waukesha yesterday during the holiday parade. That someone driving an SUV drove through the streets during the parade and hitting and harming and shooting people that were there. And I learned of the that people were injured and hurt, and then later I heard at least one had died. And then this morning I woke up and I saw five had died and 40 plus were injured. And the question I couldn't get out of my head was why? Why would someone do that? Why would somebody go and drive his SUV through a parade and harm people, a place where they're just trying to have fun and they people are enjoying themselves, and there's families and children and adults, people of all ages there. Why? They didn't do anything. They were just there having fun. Why? Now, the days to come, hopefully they'll find the answer. They'll know why he did that. But maybe today, our response is another question. Where? Where do I turn to? I wasn't there. I don't know anybody that was in at the parade, at least as far as I know. So, but the rest of us, we're all dealing with this, right? We understand what's happened. We see the pain. We understand that there's pain out there, and people are hurt, and people are trying to understand what's going on and wrap their minds around it. So, where do we turn? Where do we turn when stuff like this bothers us, even if we're not. Doesn't affect us directly. Where do we turn? Who do we turn to? Well, the psalm writer, Psalm 121, reminds us of that, of where to turn. And he says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Today, we ask why. But today we're also asking where and to who. And we turn to God, the Lord, our Savior, God, who so graciously sent his only Son. Those people were out there celebrating the holiday. Many were thinking about Christmas that's coming, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, isn't that what God did, right? God is the one who sent his only Son. He is our help. He's the one who sent our Savior to help us in our greatest need of our sin. He loves us that much. He's a God we can depend on and turn to when we're troubled, when things affect our life, when we see it around us. And the psalm writer continued, and he gives us reasons that more reasons that we can trust the Lord and turn and trust him for help. He says of the Lord, "He will not let your foot stumble. He who watches over Israel will not slumber." Yes, he who watches over Israel will not slumber. He will not sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will watch to keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going from now to eternity." When the psalmist says that the Lord watches us from all harm, that doesn't necessarily mean physical harm. He watches over us spiritual harm. That in Jesus, everything is kept safe. Our salvation is secure. We have forgiveness. We have life. We have comfort. Assurance from a Savior God who loves us that much. We have the assurance he will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your going and your coming, both now to eternity, every day. Why, we ask today. Maybe we better question as we think about and react today to what happened in Waukesha is where do I go to the Lord? Place your trust in him and he will help. He promises to help us, be with us, and be near us every single day. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, you are with us every single day. You watch over our lives. You are a help that never fails us. And so we ask you today, first of all, to be with those who were affected by the tragedy in Waukesha yesterday at the parade. Those who were harmed, grant healing to them. Those families who have loved ones who were harmed or maybe even died, be with them to strengthen them, comfort them, direct them to your care, to your great love for them in Jesus. Direct us to your great help for us, that you have watched over us all our life and you are with us every day, that you sent your Son Jesus to be our Savior, and that's the proof that we know that you love us and care for us. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, whose coming we long to celebrate and rejoice in. Amen.